For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Hello, New Orleans. Good afternoon. Good afternoon to everyone listening to the sound of my voice. How is it going for you this brand new year, brand new decade of 2020? Isn't that amazing? Hey, what'd you do for the new year? I hope you celebrated and welcomed God into all of your planning, and I hope you are pulling out your devotions and your notebooks and taking notes and, you know, getting very intentional about the new year. Man, it's just so important to be intentional about it, isn't it, brothers and sisters? And what I'm going to do in the next 2 weeks, I have a conference coming up that I do every year, and I call it a kickoff to the New Year Conference with Anna Donahue. Our conference this year will take place January the 10th, 2020. So at the time of this airing, it will be the week of, and I'm going to start getting a lot of bullets on the air and through the podcast over to you. It'll take 2 weeks. I'll start opening it up this week and then really drive home the five bullets the following week, because the title is Five Essentials to Winning the Race. And I want you to have these. I got these actually from one of my Bible college study books. And the man is now no longer with us. He's in heaven with Jesus. His name was Warren Wiersbe. And I remember being in the seminary library and just loving some of his writings. And he would take each book of the Bible and he would say, like, you know, for Philippians, be, you know, capital B-E, and then he would say joyful. You know, for Joshua, it would be courageous. I don't know, I just love some of those topical clues to these books. So I pulled one excerpt from him, and then, of course, I elaborated all of it on my own, you know, my personal life, and hopefully to equip you. But out of it, I have five essentials for winning the race, and we will come out of Philippians. They will be from the life of Paul, and it will be from Warren Wiersbe helping me out with that. But, hey, real quickly, just to let you know, the conference is this Friday. It's free. Sheraton Hotel in Metairie, and you need to come to that. Those things are great life changer kickoffs. I'm going to provide a note page for you so that you can start tracking how you're doing. I believe in that. I'm not into the works, of course, of it, but I'm into working with God and saying, Lord, show me on this, you know, whatever the topic is, show me on this part that I heard that speaker say or that I'm listening to. Show me what I can do in that. It's all about your journey, spiritual maturity in Christ, looking like God in everything we do on the earth. Amen. And I find it very interesting that Paul often referred to an athlete or the Olympic Games when he would talk about the Christian's race, or the journey of the Christian. And so I'm going to get into that more beginning tomorrow, but just know that we're going to be comparing much of our Christian journey to an Olympic race.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events, or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.